Amy, are you a know-it-all?
No, why?
Okay, because I think that might be your problem. If you're just tuning in for the second date update, Amy met this guy named Bryce. They were getting their oil changed, and she pointed out when we were talking to her about that she normally likes to change her own oil. And then the two of them went out to like a painting thing that they were doing at a bar, and then she talked about his art and said he actually did a really good job. Are you a one-upper, Amy?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right. You sound a little bit like a one-upper to me. Like, we're going to get him on the phone for the second date update, and he's going to answer, and you're just going to come on and be like, my cell phone reception is better than yours.
No.
You're not going to do that, are you?
No, I promise I won't do that.
Okay. You're kind of self-conscious, though, thinking about how your date went now, aren't you?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you guys, I'm freaking out.
Again, Amy went out with this dude. He hasn't called her in a couple weeks. She's tried reaching out to him, and he hasn't responded at all. So we're about to get him on the phone and find out why. Is there anything else going through your mind that could be a possible reason why he's not calling you back?
No. I'm really nervous now, though.
Yeah, well,
I'm more nervous than you are.
Oh, you're one-upping her. I see what you're doing.
All right, I'm going to dial
this one-upper.
I'm going to dial this phone number right now, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Bryce?
It is. Who is this?
Hey, Bryce, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
I don't get calls from radio shows very often.
Yeah, I know. It could be kind of weird. Listen, I'm calling you because one of our listeners actually sent us an email about you and asked if we could track you down. You have any idea who I could be talking about?
No.
Do you remember going on a date with a girl named Amy?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Well, Amy emailed us and said that she had a really good time on your date, but it's been about 2 weeks now, and you're not calling her back. So she asked if we could get you on the phone and find out if something went wrong.
I really don't want to talk about it.
You don't want to talk about it at all?
No, I'm good.
Just like 2 minutes.
I don't know about that.
She described the date to us, and it sounded like everything went fabulously.
Yep.
Okay. So why wouldn't you call her back?
This is so uncomfortable. this is really awkward.
She described the date to us, and there wasn't an awkward moment that she could think of from your date. And she said that at the end of it, you kind of
not.
Say that one more time.
I imagine not.
Okay, so was there an awkward moment or wasn't there an awkward moment?
I wouldn't call it exactly awkward, but there definitely was a moment that I just did not like.
Whoa. What happened?
Okay, I'll tell you. We went to this drawing thing. Drew pictures and made like a flip book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she told us about that. She actually said that you did a really good job.
Yeah.
Yeah, she told me that. She, you know, came up to me after and said, "Wow, good job." And she went in for a high five. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't expecting that level of force.
Okay.
So she high-fived you really hard?
Bottom line, my arm is in quite a bit of pain still.
From a high-five?
Yeah. I haven't really been to see a doctor yet, but I'm starting to get worried. My arm's in a sling right now. It really hurts. Still.
Oh my God.
Are you saying that she injured you with a high five?
Well, it may sound funny to you, but I had shooting pain up and down my arm for the rest of the time we were in there, and she wanted to go out and get drinks after, and I told her I had work the next morning, so I left and went straight to the pharmacy and got a sling for my arm.
Really? Your arm is in a sling because she high-fived you so hard.
Yeah, and it still hurts. I don't know if there's nerve damage or what. But, she's a nice person, but she's super aggressive, and that was a little too much for me.
Wait,
high-five the Incredible Hulk or something?
You're intimidated by her because of her high-fiving injuring your arm?
Well, I'm not intimidated by her. She injured me. My arm hurts.
I'm just imagining her, like, pulling her arm back and hitting you so hard on your hair. Like, I can't.
Yeah, exactly. It takes a lot to hurt someone with a high five, and she did it.
All right, so you don't want to go out with her again because you don't want to risk any more bodily harm. Is that what I'm getting?
I'm pretty much leaning towards a no.
Okay. Well, you know what, Bryce? Maybe she can change your mind because she's actually on the other line listening to this and wants to talk to you.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. Amy, Bruiser, you there?
Bruiser.
Hi.
You big meathead?
No,
you hurt Bryce.
I can't believe this. So you're not calling me back because I high-fived you too hard? It hurts.
Oh.
It was so aggressive. Not into that.
Amy, can I ask, do you try to come off as maybe a little bit harder than you are? Or tougher?
Maybe because I'm so little. I'm 5'3 and 115 pounds. Like, what do you have, like, bird bones?
Where does that even come from? You were joking like this on the date the whole time, too. That kind of bothered me, too. You hurt my arm.
I barely high-fived you. That wasn't even, like, my most emphatic high five.
Are you threatening him now, Amy?
No.
Do you feel bad?
I mean, I do feel bad, but I just can't believe this situation. Like, I would have never, in my wildest dreams, have thought that this is why you weren't calling me back.
You're super aggressive, and you got to warn someone when you're going to go in for a high five like that.
What else did I warn them about? Like, if you need a warning for a high five, like, how are you going to get through your day, man?
I don't really know what else to say here. You hurt me, and you're not even apologizing for it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, you little baby. I'm sorry I hurt you.
That's helping.
Just
that's helping a lot.
Wrist. Oh, you little baby. Do you want an apology? I'm sorry.
Stop bullying me. My arm hurts right now. What do you expect?
If your arm hurts so much, why haven't you gone to the doctor in 2 weeks?
I really wanted to believe that it wasn't that big of a deal, but it still hurt.
You did some serious damage.
Hey, Bryce, would you like to go out with Amy again on a second date? We'll pay for it.
No. I don't forget it.
You don't want to go out with him now?
Amy, you're being kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. If I went on one date with a guy and my high five was too strong for him, do you think that I want to go out with him again? Like, don't you really think I could go out with him again? I don't think so.
Well, it's just like the mocking, it seems like, a little bit.
Oh, my God, get over it. You guys are being such wusses.
I'm with you, Amy. I'm fine. If you go out on a date and they can't handle a little good-spirited bullying, I wouldn't want to go out with them either. So, Bryce, I'm assuming you're not into going out with Amy one more time?
Definitely not. No, okay. I'm really okay.
All right.
Oh, go get my arm checked.
Yeah, well, I'm
now.
Okay.
Thanks.
Too, Bryce.
Bryce, thank you for your time. I appreciate it. You go put some ice on that arm, okay?
Will do.
Amy, thank you for your email. I'm sorry you didn't get a second date.
Oh, I'm not. I'm just looking for a real man. So if one wanders into the radio station, call me.
All right. Well, Amy, I will find you a guy who loves a little physical abuse. All right. There are some out there for sure.
Oh, that's messed up.